Chapter 4 Captain Cook.
Call who, Captain Cook? Asked Mrs. Popper, who had come in so quietly that none of them had heard her.
Why, the penguin, said Mr. Popper. I was just saying, he went on, as Mrs. Popper sat down suddenly on the floor to recover from her surprise, that we'd name him after Captain Cook. He was a famous English explorer who lived about the time of the American Revolution. He sailed all over where no one had ever been before. He didn't actually get to the South Pole, of course, but he made a lot of important scientific discoveries about the Antarctic regions. He was a brave man and a kind leader, so I think Captain Cook would be a very suitable name for our penguin here.
Well, I never, said Mrs. Popper.
Gork, said Captain Cook, suddenly getting lively again.
With a flap of his flippers, he jumped from the tub to the washstand and stood there for a minute surveying the floor. Then he jumped down, walked over to Mrs. Popper, and began to peck her ankle.
Stop him, Papa! Screamed Mrs. Popper,
retreating into the hallway with Captain Cook after her, and Mr. Popper and the children following. In the living room she paused. So did Captain Cook, for he was delighted with the room. Now, a penguin may look very strange in a living room, but a living room looks very strange to a penguin. Even Mrs. Popper had to smile as they watched Captain Cook with the light of curiosity in his excited circular eyes and his black tailcoat dragging pompously behind his little pinkish feet strut from one upholstered chair to another, pecking at each to see what it was made of. Then he turned suddenly and marched out to the kitchen.
Maybe he's hungry, said Janie.
Captain Cook immediately marched up to the refrigerator.
Gork?
He inquired, turning to slant his head wisely at Mrs. Popper and looking at her pleadingly with his right eye.
He certainly is cute, she said. I guess I'll have to forgive him for biting my ankle. He probably only did it out of curiosity.